WHDD presents Susan Says.
Week after week of awful, terrible news. The Ukraine, here, everywhere. This week, maybe a few signs of better news. Well, we can pray or hope or whatever we do. First, the 10 Repug senators finally, joined the Dems to produce a blueprint for some gun safety. Some rules, not enough in my opinion, but David Hogg, the brilliant young student leader, feels okay about it, so who am I to quibble? Mothers Against Guns feel better about it. They think it's a first step. Okay. I do think raising the age from 18 to 21 for assault rifles was a no-brainer, but still, we'll see. Most of the senators on the Repug side are not running again. But for once, Susan Collins came through. Mitt Romney, I like him, he came through too. Let's see. Even Turtle McConnell is not objecting. Hey, that sounds positive. He knows they better be seen as doing something now. It's about time. As of yesterday, 60 to 85% of Americans, even gun holders, want safer restrictions. And no assault weapons is gaining too. Every day, 110 Americans are shot. Got that? Okay, moving on. The January 6th hearings are amazing, disgusting, I don't know. More proof every day that the former fat pig was truly running things for sedition, insurrection, treason, to destroy democracy. What else can we say? He was there. Even his own lawyers are using the F-bomb and other profanities to tell us they told him stop. Now, if only Merrick Garland has the balls to do his job and indict. I don't care what others are saying. It'll lead to violence. What do you think it already has led to? What do you think already has happened? And it will lead to if it doesn't happen. Their violence is already on record. That's who they are. So more January 6th hearings. More nails in the coffin, please. Unfortunately, some elections this week, some primaries have gone pro-MAGA, which is very scary for the future. Come on, blue people, get to work. Ukraine, not so good. My heart breaks for these brave people. We are sending more help, $1 billion worth of equipment. Today I see the French and the Germans are visiting. Please help these people survive. COVID is still around. Dr. Fauci has it. Uh-oh. And the hot weather, no climate change thing? Let me just say one thing. Yellowstone National Park. It's devastated. Climate change much? Well, I'll take the little good news where we find it. Here's hoping it gets better and better. Bye for now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.